Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Most lawmakers try to stay in touch with their constituents to find out what's on their minds. Some hold town hall meetings or informal coffees. Others hold public events that are heavily orchestrated. Others rarely hold public events at all. One Republican state lawmaker from upstate New York is taking the informal meet and greet to another level. Monica Sandreski of North Country Public Radio reports.
About 20 people gather around a bonfire by the Indian River in the village of Antwerp in northern New York. One of Assemblyman Mark Walczyk's staffers adds another log to the fire.
Gosh, where's our poker stick?
People set up lawn chairs, there are donuts and fixings for s'mores. Barbara and Bruce Mitchell are chatting and trying to stay warm. Bruce works as the town zoning officer and plays Santa Claus at Christmas time. He jokes he wishes they were drinking something harder than apple cider.
I am surprised there ain't no beer, because you can't have a fire without beer in Antwerp.
You can probably tell this is a pretty casual event. Assemblyman Walczyk actually built the fire himself. He says it's important for him to get out of the state capitol.
You tend to end up in a bubble if you're only listening to the interest groups and the squeaky wheels that are barking at you all the time, sending you emails, stopping by your office. Pretty easy as a representative to forget the people that you represent, and the bulk of them you got to go out and listen to. So if you're not having events that they feel comfortable walking up to, then you're going to lose that voice.
One of those voices is George Turner. He's wearing a navy blue hoodie from his volunteer fire department. He says they need money to build bigger truck bays.
We've done a lot of work inside the building to keep the building going and keep it up to code. It's just that the gear and everything is getting expensive, and we can't tax the taxpayers only so much.
Walczyk assures Turner he'll talk with the village government and see what can be done. Here, around the campfire, Walczyk doesn't get up to give a speech or do anything formal. He just talks one-on-one with folks. This relaxed setting is exactly why Tim Tanner showed up tonight. A bonfire is much more his speed than traditional Q&As at a town hall meeting, which make him nervous.
So if you get up to a microphone, you better have your stuff together. You're going to look like a knucklehead and come out and be embarrassed. Here, you don't have to worry about it. It's just talking back and forth.
Okay, so...
Tanner's daughter, Jennifer McConnell, sits in the lawn chair by Assemblyman Walczyk. McConnell tells him she's frustrated because her family can't get internet at their house.
But yeah, I think it's pretty bad.
Yeah. There's been a few waves of rural broadband initiatives. I would be very curious to see where your road is on the map.
I honestly think they missed our road, to be truthful.
Yeah.
I do.
Walczyk promises McConnell that he'll look into it and follow up.
All right, you ready? What's your phone number?
315.
But then McConnell and Walczyk joke around for a few minutes. Two people around a campfire talking about disliking s'mores because they're sticky. Where a town hall meeting can be divisive, even hostile, McConnell says bonfires bring people together to remember we're all neighbors who may need a little help from their local politician. For Here and Now, I'm Monica Sandreski.